The newly introduced Advance Fee Fraud and Other Related Fraud Offences Act of 2006 stipulates that anyone who provides internet service in Nigeria will be held directly liable for any online fraud that involves the use of their systems or network. Banks, telecommunications companies, internet service providers, cyber cafe operators, property owners, and transporters have been warned about lapses that could lead to internet corruption. The law also provides for a 20-year jail term and the revocation of license for offenders. In addition, all internet service providers, including cyber cafes, are required to register with the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, the Corporate Affairs Commission, and the Nigerian Communications Commission. Economic and Financial Crimes Commission spokesman Osita Nwaja says regulating the internet space in Nigeria is a move to instill some control and discipline over the use of the internet in Nigeria.
We expect that the same principle of know your customer, which we are applying in the banking industry, it should also be applied in that very, very important industry, which has given Nigeria a very, very, very bad image abroad. So people should know who is operating what and where. Anybody from any corner, from anywhere, can just bring one or two computers, and then they are hooked on to some service provider who is not known to the country. The person is operating from outside the shores of Nigeria, and then they begin such systems to do funny things. Now we want to try to regulate all of that.
The Nigerian government established the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission to fight financial crimes, some of which are perpetrated online by Nigerians who dupe foreigners by proposing attractive fake business deals running into millions of dollars. In some cases, the fraudsters steal personal details and then use such information to steal money from their victims' bank account. Internet-based fraud schemes are also known as 419 scams in Nigeria, named after the relevant section of the country's criminal code. Nwaja says the incidence of internet scams has declined as a result of Economic and Financial Crimes Commission's relentless clampdown.
One of the things that has happened in the last 3 years that EFCC has been cracking down on 419ers is that they have actually physically moved out of the Nigerian space, some of the big-time ones. The other ones we have reeled in and we have convicted. Most of the convictions we have are 419 cases. When the middle-level kidder, if you allow me to use that description, saw that their top rung was already decimated, they moved out. You know, so you find them operating from the West African sub-region and other countries.
The EFCC has arrested more than 200 email fraudsters in the past 3 years, but analysts say the agency has a huge task ahead in eliminating fraudulent activities on the internet. Economic conditions remain very difficult, and with the prospect of a job for most Nigerian youth diminishing, a growing number are turning to cyber crimes. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.